Open Democracy, a three-step solution to Ukraine and Palestine. From endless wars and injustice to shared security. The wars in Ukraine and Gaza have shaken the world and revealed the failures of old institutions to bring peace. Instead of resolution, we see endless cycles of violence, propaganda, and division. Yet despite the differences in culture, politics, and geography, people everywhere share the same hope. An end to killing, an end to destruction, and a chance to build a better future. Open Democracy offers a fresh approach by recognizing that in every conflict there are two wars, not one. 1. The war of narratives, the battle for the mind. 2. The physical war on the ground. Win the war of narratives, and the physical war collapses. Why? Because the justifications, whether framed as defense, security, or divine mission, are exposed as lies, serving only the pursuit of wealth, power, and personal glory. Three steps to end the wars. 1. Sign the Freedom Declaration for Peace. 2. Vote on the two 10-point peace plans, one for Ukraine, one for Palestine, to marshal global opinion in a structured, democratic way. 3. Vote to extend the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court (ICC) to all countries, with rulings enforceable globally. Why would Putin or Netanyahu comply? They won't. Neither Putin nor Netanyahu will ever willingly comply. These three steps mark the beginning of the end for their style of politics, a world no longer governed by brute force or binary loyalty, but by moral clarity, mutual respect, and technological empowerment. The Freedom Declaration for Peace terrifies them because it speaks truth. And truth, spoken not in anger but in conscience, cuts through even the most carefully crafted illusion. But here is the key point. We don't need their compliance. Once the illusion shatters, their power structures collapse. Their criminality will not only be exposed, it will be prosecuted through the enforcement of ICC rulings. The role of the Global Social Capital Fund. Project Open Democracy also proposes the creation of a Global Social Capital Fund, capable of distributing billions, if not trillions of dollars through nonprofit sector. This fund would both finance humanitarian aid and form the basis of a new kind of economy, one fit for the information age of automation and artificial intelligence. Eligibility for funding would depend on three conditions. 1. The country must be a functioning democracy. 2. It must be a ratified signatory to the International Criminal Court. 3. It must be a signatory to the Paris Climate Agreement. Both Putin and Netanyahu face ICC arrest warrants. For this reason, they would never voluntarily comply. But they cannot govern alone. They rely on subordinates to carry out their orders. The global expansion and enforcement of ICC jurisdiction would send a clear message: those who enable war crimes risk prosecution themselves. The real prospect of Putin and Netanyahu ending up behind bars will force their subordinates to pause, either withdraw support or risk sharing prison cells. As support erodes, both regimes will weaken. Power will dissipate, emboldening domestic opposition and the many enemies they created in their pursuit of dominance. A clear warning to the United States. This initiative also serves as a warning to members of the U.S. administration, past and present, who assume they are immune from prosecution. It shows that justice may come faster than expected, and that even past crimes can be revisited. Those who support war crimes, directly or indirectly, including through the supply of weapons, must know they, too, may face accountability. The call to action. The path forward is clear. Sign the Freedom Declaration for Peace to help win the war of the narratives. Vote on the 10-point peace plans for peace in the Middle East and to end the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Vote to extend the role and reach of the International Criminal Court with findings globally enforceable. By doing so, people everywhere can dismantle the illusions that sustain war and replace them with truth, accountability, and peace. Importantly, your feedback will send a strong signal to the convicted leaders, their acolytes and enablers: you are all on notice, none of you are immune, justice is coming and it will be swift.